latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola says Manchester City cannot afford to match last summer's big spending. Fresh from breaking the all-time points tally for a Premier League season, Guardiola said City will aim to bring in one or two new additions during the summer. City spent £278 million on nine players last summer, and there have been questions whether the likes of Manchester United, Spurs and Chelsea could match such significant amounts in trying to chase City. But Guardiola says City themselves will avoid spending similar figures in future because they can't afford to. He said, "We will sign one or two more, no more. We cannot invest. Maybe people don't believe me, but we don't have the money to invest £300 million every season." Meanwhile, Pep Guardiola has been named the LMA Manager of the Year, picking up an award on a Tuesday night. The Spaniard, of course, guided City to a record-breaking title triumph and beat the likes of Jurgen Klopp, Burnley Sean Dyche, Wolves boss Nuno Espirito Santo, Cardiff manager Neil Warnock and Accrington Stanley coach John Coleman to the top prize. Finally today, and Yaya Toure says his overriding legacy at City is leaving behind him a squad full of bad losers. The Ivory Coast midfielder said his final goodbye during the trophy parade around the streets of Manchester. Toure wants to remain in the Premier League after City decided not to renew his contract after eight seasons at the Etihad. The 35-year-old, however, believes he has left a City dressing room which is an entirely different animal to the mentality he first came across when he made the switch from Barcelona. He said, "I am happy because I am leaving a good legacy in the dressing room. In the beginning, when we lost a game, it was a place to smile, to laugh. I was not happy with that. Now when we lose or draw, you see everyone sad or angry. That is the mentality I love."